The First People's Fund is being awarded $70,000 for two projects. Cecily Englehart is the communications manager with the First People's Fund. She says one grant will help the organization fund a new workspace in Kyle to help Native artists hone their skills.
It's not only dedicated to the passing on of traditional knowledge, but also to creative work, like there's going to be a recording studio, a sound booth, and computer lab for creative things like film editing. And so there's those different creative components of what that means to create art in Native communities, but also that financial support and network building that we think is really integral.
Englehart says plans also include a Lakota Federal Credit Union storefront to support local artists. The Chamber Music Festival of the Black Hills is receiving $15,000. Michael Hill is the executive director.
It'll go towards all of our programming support. It will assist us in our educational programming. We provide anywhere from 35 closer to 40 free educational programs this year. We are expanding our programming from preschool through high school, and we're expanding and developing more into the sensory disabilities.
Hill says studies have shown that learning to play an instrument can aid in healing and education. The South Dakota Arts Council received the largest amount of money, totaling more than $700,000. That money is matched by funds from the state tourism tax and distributed to arts organizations. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.